Number one across Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife. This is Fourth One. It's Grant here until 2 o'clock and joined by Ricky and Simon from the Kaiser Chiefs. Welcome along, gentlemen.
Hello. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Now, good. Ahead of your gig tonight at the Usher Hall.
Right.
It's only a few hours away as we speak. What is the pre-gig ritual for you guys ahead of the gig tonight? Do you go and do your sound check and disappear, or do you hang around? Do you eat? Do you what's the
sober up?
Sober up, normally.
Sober up, and then start again. No, getting rid of. Well, I don't know because
is every city different?
Depends on the city, I think. Yeah.
I mean, I like to see a bit of the town. Today, I went up the seat.
Up the seat of Arthur.
Yeah. Went up there, had a look around, came back down.
It would have been cold though.
It was freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went in. I went running up there as well, so I was wearing Lycra.
Interesting. So you ran up Arthur's seat.
Yeah. It's quite steep, isn't it?
It is very steep.
There's other people doing it as well, so I didn't feel totally stupid.
I've tried to do it on a bike, and that was intense.
I'd say that was impossible.
Yeah, but it is
a scramble at the end.
But all the way down's okay.
That was even harder. That was, you know, when you're running so fast, you're almost just falling.
Catching yourself.
Yeah. But, I
great view
that.
Up there, though. You would have got a fantastic view of the city.
I took a picture of it. Right. I took a selfie.
It's got to be done.
Well, apparently it does nowadays.
How familiar are you with this neck of the woods? How familiar are you with Edinburgh?
We've been here a lot, haven't we?
Quite a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so...
But is it the kind of thing that when a
I was wondering, do you have any shops that sell any Scottish memorabilia?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but it depends on which class of memorabilia you're after, I suppose, which is where I would send you. But I've always wondered, you know, we understand, you know, bands come to Edinburgh, they play Edinburgh, they disappear. Do you get time to enjoy it? Simon, what's your thoughts of Edinburgh? What do you think? If someone says, oh, we're going to Edinburgh this week, what springs to your mind?
It just depends really what's going on. I think we came last year. If we did come and played at the Castle.
Yeah.
And we did a few other things. And so we had a few days here. And it was very nice. It's always good in Edinburgh. I think the gig's always good. But then there's a nice vibe to the town. I think when we come to town, so you're all over the world, I think the big test is you're always thinking, would I live here? Uh-huh. And Edinburgh is in the I would live here camp.
That is the correct answer. That's the correct answer.
And also, as a Scot yourself, you'll know the reputation that the Scottish people hold for being very good gig participants. So we've noticed this. You're in the top three around the world of
around the world.
Yeah.
If you're going to see the top three in Scotland, we might have had a wee bit of a debate there.
No. Scotland as a whole is in the top three countries for a response to gigs.
You're playing the Usher Hall tonight, which is a fantastic.
You don't want to know the other two?
Oh, sorry. Well, go on then. Yeah.
Portugal and Brazil.
Uh-huh.
Both speak Portuguese. Both are very loud and very tanned.
And all three provide fantastic weather.
Well, yeah. You do provide weather.
Yeah. Ranging. Depends on... Yeah. I mean, if you played... Well, you played the Castle. It was a bit misty the night you played the Castle.
It was very misty.
That was ridiculous. Because it was a big TV extravaganza.
Yeah, it was huge.
And it was based at Edinburgh Castle. And no one saw the Castle. Because it was in a cloud.
We've got this fantastic setting that no one's going to see.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
The first shot was meant to be a helicopter shot of the...
That's right.
And they couldn't see it.
They couldn't take off.
The Usher Hall is a fantastic venue.
Yes.
We know this because we have our Radio 4th Awards there every year. And the place... Have you played the Usher Hall before?
Never. No, it's new.
It is. See when that's packed, which it will be, it is absolutely fantastic. It's a great old venue. Mm. And we've got our awards lined up on the 19th. And I was just thinking, we had Scouting for Girls who closed for us last year.
Right.
I'm thinking, guys, Kaiser Chiefs...
Is this an official offer? Award.
This is an official introduction and an offer now.
Unfortunately, I don't take care of the bookings.
Well, could you write this down? If I write you...
Peanut's not here, he does all that.
Well, could you pass on the message, 19th of November, if you could squeeze that in your diary?
That's a long way off.
Exactly. We like to get in nice and early.
Right, I'd like to apologise to the venue, because I flooded the shower. One of the showers, I flooded it this morning.
The nice new showers?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Well, it was. Did you use the same shower as me? It's impossible not to flood that shower.
Is it too
it's
powerful?
It's badly designed.
It's badly designed.
It needs a lip.
It needs a lip. If there's any plumbing...
this is the rock and roll life of the Kaiser Chiefs now. You're flooding showers
so you know
backstage.
This morning's been a catalogue of disasters for me. Mm-hmm. You know, because I was explaining to Simon before, you know when you buy jeans?
Mm-hmm.
I think there needs to be some kind of standardisation of jeans. Because I bought two pairs of jeans on the same day in the same shop with the same label. I tried on one pair and said, oh, can I get two of these? And then I just tried on the second pair today, a month after I bought them, and they're a totally different jean. They're baggy.
Now, is this because it's like a boot cut as a regular cut?
Well,
or
I don't
exact
know.
Same
They've got the same label, but they're different. Standardization people. I'm not going to name and shame the brand, but it's a very powerful brand in the jean world.
See, I would have thought you'd just been a skinny jean man all the way.
Well, I thought that too until...
It wasn't until this morning.
It wasn't. I was. Now I'm like Sean Ryder, flapping around in the breeze.
Indeed, twisting the mellow man. Education at War, which kind of sums up my first 4 years at high school, is the album, which came out last year, so the
almost
tour to kind of
so
the tour to coincide, is it just because you've been so busy, obviously, with your TV commitments? This is how far ahead you have to work.
TV takes up no time at all. That's just a bit of a weekend job. But we've been around the world a couple of times, and this is the first opportunity we've had to play the UK, and it's quite good because at least the songs have sunk in and everyone knows the words by now.
That always helps, Sam. Everyone knows what they're doing.
As Ricky was saying earlier, we leave Peanut in charge of bookings, and he's just got it a bit, you know, he's left it a lot late, and he is always late. So
he is always late. When I was up Arthur's Seat this morning, I had a ping on my phone, and it was Peanut saying, "Just in catering, heading off to town soon if anyone wants to come." And I ran back, the 6 kilometres back from Arthur's Seat. And then when I got in, he was sat in the dressing room saying, "Yeah, I'm thinking of going into town." "Yeah, I know you are. You were thinking about going in an hour ago."
So he keeps you right then. He's the man that keeps your diary filled. But I mean, I was looking at your Twitter feed, and you mentioned, because you only really started the British leg of your tour a couple of nights ago, and you were nervous, excited. I mean, as you say, everything's all sunk in. You know exactly what you're doing, but because it's the UK, does it give an extra adrenaline rush?
Definitely, I think, because we've been in South America supporting Foo Fighters in stadiums, and it's been amazing, but it's very low pressure because play for 50 minutes, maybe an hour. You know, they've sold the tickets, really. The crowds in Brazil are amazing. And then you turn up in Liverpool, jet-lagged, and it's our own show, and there's screens, and, you know, you've got to play for... We've been playing for a long time, and you've got to work out the set list and work out everything. So it's a lot more pressure to, like, perform and do a good job, but the tour so far has been ace, so hopefully that will continue tonight.
It's been great, but you know, when you're in a band or whatever, music is your thing. You're never safe. You know, you can never sit back and rest on your laurels and go everything's going to be fine. You always have to be fighting for it. So that's why you get nervous and excited, because it's important and you've got to keep moving on and keep getting better. Don't want to get too serious. Should we talk about jeans again?
No. I was intrigued, because it's obviously what you do. It's first and foremost your main job, your main vocation in life. We will have to talk about the other little weekend. I like how you described that, actually, a little weekend job.
Well, it is.
See, to me, a weekend job was when I worked in the pet shop on a Saturday.
Did you work in a pet shop?
I did work in a pet shop on a Saturday, and so it's not quite the same as yours, but to me, it was just something I rocked up at the weekend and did something else through the week. But we'll talk a bit more about that in just a minute. But Simon and Ricky from the Kaiser Chiefs with us on Fourth One.